outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday, August the 13th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. I'd like to thank all of those people who kept me extremely busy over the weekend loading up on the noble metal. Appreciate your support. Thank you very much. Yes, we do work on weekends. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Well, they were downright giddy at the beginning of trading this morning when it was announced that the Fed had injected another $3 billion. Dow was up almost 100 points. Close down 3 points at 1,000. Freudian slip there. Closed at 13,236. NASDAQ off almost 2.5 points at 2,542. S&P 500 down almost a point at 1,452. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street gave up a moderate gain in late trading, closed marginally lower today after the Federal Reserve and other central banks added thousands of millions of dollars to their banking system, helping investors set aside some concerns about credit tightness. Were they successful in calming the markets? Well, for today they were. Tomorrow is a whole other story. Gold in New York closed off 60 cents and closed at $670.30. Silver off 2 cents at $12.87. Platinum up $3 at $1,278. Palladium up 4 at $3.57. Currently in Asian trading. Gold's off 70 cents at $669.90. Silver up a penny at $12.83. Platinum and palladium arresting. Crude oil, well, it was kind of all over the place today. Friday there was a report that there was a hurricane, which was the reason why oil futures soared on Friday. After some investigation, it appears that they were looking at the wrong ocean. Yeah, there's a hurricane headed towards Hawaii. But now we have a hurricane headed towards the Gulf. When we come back, we'll give you the rest of the story.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. Let's go back 1 week. Appeared in the London Telegraph, author Ambrose Evans Pritchard, talking about China's nuclear option, referring to China threatening to dump $1.3 trillion of U.S. debt onto the market if the illustrious politicians in Washington decided to impose sanctions on it. That didn't really come at a good time, especially in light of, obviously, the subprime meltdown last week. Well, someone was busy over the weekend. As reported today, China offered assurances over the weekend that it wouldn't exercise what has been described as its nuclear option in its trade dispute with the U.S., dumping the world's largest hoard of U.S. treasuries. The State News Service quoted an unidentified central bank official saying China was a responsible investor in the international financial system and that it is managing its foreign currency reserves, which as of June stood at $1.3 trillion, though a long-term and strategic perspective was in place. The declaration Sunday was an attempt to ease the furor generated by the report on Monday in a British newspaper. Well, listen, I mean, that was something that boys in Washington didn't want to hear, and Wall Street, they didn't want to hear that in light of the subprime debacle. So obviously somebody in a position of power made a phone call, or maybe even made a visit and said, hey, listen, cut this out now. Well, it worked. U.S. dollar strengthened today, measly amount, 38 basis points. U.S. dollar index ended the day at 1897. Are we out of the subprime mess? Did the Fed's efforts to calm the markets work? Well, the benign start to trading today will encourage the Federal Reserve policymakers to believe that they are striking the right balance in response to credit market upheaval, stepping up liquidity support aggressively when needed, but holding fire on interest rates. However, with further credit bombshells likely, there is every possibility that the coming days will see renewed market turmoil and fresh pressure on the U.S. central bank to consider cutting rates. This morning, from the illustrious Arizona Republic, if you think defaults and delinquencies are high for subprime loans now, wait until the next wave of these loans shift to higher rates. Investors in mortgage bonds backed by subprime loans, indeed investors across all fixed income asset classes, already feeling the pain as acute subprime credit troubles have caused sharp repricing of risk, pushing down prices for all types of bonds except super safe government securities. But as high defaults and delinquencies already are for the subprime loans that cater to the borrowers with poor credit histories, they are poised to go much higher still. That's because subprime adjustable rate loans taken out in the second half of 2005 are starting to reach the end of their low fixed rate period, which typically lasts 2 years and then shift to a much higher floating rate. That shift will cause monthly mortgage payments to rise for already stretched borrowers, and unlike those subprime borrowers who have already seen their mortgage payments rise, the next wave of borrowers will see monthly payments increase at a time when home prices are likely to be lower than they were when those loans were taken out. With lending standards tightening drastically in recent months, these borrowers will face problems finding a lender to refinance their loans. In short, going into the second half, and especially the fourth quarter of this year and on to 2008, the borrowers who face higher payments for subprime adjustable rate mortgages with 2-year fixed rate periods are going to be the people who took those loans out at exactly the wrong time, said Karen Weaver, global head of securitization research for Deutsche Bank in New York. And they are just going to get hammered between the decline in home prices and the clampdown on credit, she said. Uh-oh, this doesn't sound good. This sounds like we could be facing many bailouts. Is it amazing how much money has been pumped into the world's economic system by central banks? The number is mind-boggling. When you think about it, the U.S. pumped in, you know how much the Fed has pumped in? It's pumped in close to $80 billion. Add to that, European central banks have forked over $130 billion. Japanese did likewise overnight, which is the reason why Wall Street was a little higher today. So are we really being fed the skinny about how deep and how large this problem is? I don't think so. What do we have financially speaking for tomorrow as far as news is concerned? We have producer price index for July expected at 0.1%. The core producer price index expected at 0.2%. And trade balance for June expected at $61 billion. But there's good news. Gas prices at the pump have declined 11 cents over the past week. And price of crude oil, as we mentioned, is heading higher. Funny how that works. Crude oil goes up, gas prices come down. I don't know. Still haven't figured that one out. Well, I have a problem with figures. Some of you who have done business with Republic Trading Group, and me in particular, know that sometimes my math isn't that good. You always got to double-check my math. Thank God for Sandra. But as you know, over the weekend, there was this little Iowa thing that went on. And the math just doesn't work out. Even my bad math doesn't work out. There's something going on. Why is it when it comes to figures, people always massage the figures? This is what I've managed to deduce from all the information out there. And I went to the official website of the Iowa Caucasus to get these figures. Apparently, 33,000 people attended the caucuses this weekend. There were 14,302 ballots that were cast. There were 26,000 tickets sold. Now, apparently, if you want to vote, you have to buy a ticket. Tickets cost $30. A lot of the candidates, well, one of the candidates who has a large bankroll of $250 million, allegedly bought a whole bunch of these tickets and was giving them out to people. Come on down to the fair, have fun time, vote for me. Even had buses. Bus people in. But when you do the vote count of each candidate that was in Iowa, they even got votes, Giuliani and McCain, they got votes even though they weren't there. But the figure that you come up with, adding up the votes, is 9,786. One could make the argument that 11,698 people bought tickets but never showed up. Or one could assume that Mitt Romney bought a whole bunch of tickets for people who didn't show up. But the facts are the facts. There's a discrepancy in this count system here. I don't suppose it has anything to do with the Diebold machine. Was this a test run for next year? I don't. The numbers just don't match up. Now, being the political junkie that I am, I actually watched the speeches that were given. Now, granted, I have a bias. But that bias aside, the business that I'm in, radio, I have long felt and have long held the position that you can tell a lot more from what a person says if you don't look at the picture. In other words, if you just turn the picture of the TV away from you and just listen to the sound, you will get a truer reflection of the person speaking. You'll be able to analyze if he's speaking from the heart or whether he's just simply reading stuff that somebody wrote on a piece of paper. Well, that's interesting.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. So watching the speeches given at the Iowa, and also listening to the crowd reaction, it was pretty evident who was reading pre-written scripts. Mitt Romney, Tom Tancredo, didn't do it very well. And Tommy Thompson, who did it abysmally, which is the reason why he's no longer running. Tom Tancredo, I know there's a lot of people out there that like him, but the guy is a taco short of a full plate. He is. I mean, you know, he speaks, he's a one-note Johnny. All he can talk about is immigration. When it talks about, obviously, America's foreign policy, he believes that we should have the nuke option on the table to bomb Mecca, which is, unfortunately, a very foolish thing to say, and doesn't go any way in leading us to solving the Middle East crisis, which is pretty simple to solve, in my opinion, except it'll never be solved because nobody wants to answer the real question. The only two speakers that spoke from the heart without a script was Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. Hence, Mike Huckabee coming in second. And you know the reason why people don't, the mainstream out there, the whoever these people are, the reason why they, because they don't understand what Ron Paul is talking about. You see, they lost in the wilderness. They're wandering out there in the desert, trying to figure out, what is he talking about? Abolish the IRS? The Department of Education? Doing away with Homeland Security. You see, once Ron Paul says do away with Homeland Security, these people recoil in horror and shock. What about the terrorists? Who's going to protect us against the boogeyman? You see, because these people have bought into this whole terror campaign, which is the brainchild of Karl Rove, the president's brain, who is no longer the president's brain. It should be interesting to see how that one works out, but that aside. The reason, it's pure education, why people don't understand what Ron Paul is talking about. He opened his speech talking about the sanctity of life, which is the cornerstone of America's founding, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life plays a very big part in the protection of liberty. But you see, people have never read the Constitution, do not understand the founding documents in any way, shape, or form. And these are educated people. Well, to a point. They all went to those puppy mills of socialism called, the Institutes of Higher Education. And they've always been puppy mills of socialism. They are worthless. I think, why do people spend 20, 30 grand a year sending their kids to 4 years of college only to have them come back a lot dumber than they were when they left? You want to give your kid a first world education? I'll tell you what you do. Save yourself, and you can save yourself 80 grand. You buy them a round the world air ticket. Not expensive. You can buy a ticket that lasts for a year. You give them 20 grand, you send them on their way. Tell them you'll see them in a year. I will guarantee you that year's experience of traveling around the world, meeting different people, seeing different cultures, experiencing different things, will give them a greater understanding of life, give them a greater understanding of their own history. Without even knowing it, they will learn about their own history. Than spending 4 years in these insane asylums. And then these organizers of this caucus over the weekend, who was the master of ceremonies or the mistress of ceremonies? The poster child for the repeal of the 19th Amendment, Laura Ingraham. That has to be one of the... she's right up there with my list of dumb white women. She referred to Ron Paul's supporters as the insane asylum has been let free. Never criticized any other single candidate that she had up there. And it just shows her level of understanding and education. She's just another one of these robots that blindly support a failed president and a failed policy. Yeah, it's funny hearing these people talk about the Karl Rove is the brain as this really, really smart guy. The guy screwed up everything he did. But then again, I guess that qualifies him for the nation's highest award. He more than likely get a Citizen's Medal of Freedom or Honor, whatever the president doles out. Well, after all, I mean, why shouldn't Karl Rove get one? Everybody else did that screwed up. The head of the CIA and Paul Cramer. Anyway, take a short break. Be right back off stuff to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Over the weekend as well, there was a fresh threat. Yes, New York was under threat again. From a radiological bomb this time. The NYPD was checking every truck and van entering Lower Manhattan for a dirty bomb. Cops were working through the night. Expended flares left piles of ash reminiscent of that time immediately after 9/11 when there were checkpoints at these very same intersections. Apparently, it was reported from an Israeli site. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? this stuff just gets... I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Perpetual fear. That's what Israelis want Americans to fear. Perpetual fear. And so you will support, unfortunately, the policies of Zionism. And don't think I'm kidding about this. There's a lot of money being expended by very wealthy people. You'll find this article on republictradinggroup.net. American billionaire Sheldon Adelson as she don't name, Mr. Adelson owns the Sands in Las Vegas, very wealthy man. He pledged $60 million for the Birthright Israeli Project, which sponsors trips to Israel for Jewish youths who have never visited the country. In his speech, Adelson also promised to pour money, more money, into the program, saying he intended to ensure that applicants could go to Israel the same year they applied instead of being put on a waiting list. Accompanying Mr. Adelson making this generous gift were some 20 members of Congress from the Democratic Party? No, from the Republican Party, of which he is a staunch supporter. He has been organizing delegations of Republican congressmen and senators for the past 15 years. Why does he do it? According to his own words, because they all come back Zionists, he said. this is very disturbing. This is one of those taboo subjects that no presidential candidate, and God bless Ron Paul, he won't bring up either, because he knows it's like the third rail of politics. You don't talk about the Israeli lobby. This is like, sitting there and looking at an elephant sitting in the middle of the living room and saying it doesn't exist. It's there. It's real. It's tangible. Israeli lobby, without question, it's not even debatable anymore, shapes American foreign policy, which is the reason why we're in the mess we're in. Pure and simple. Nothing more complicated than that. Karl Rove's success, if you can call it that, getting Bush reelected, was in large part because of his association with, and yes, using and exploiting the weakness of Christians who believe in the rapture theory. These are rapture monkeys, the most easily con people in the world. I mean, they are. They fall. They would fall for anything. And they were exploited to the hilt by Karl Rove. Well, if we are led to believe what we are led to believe over the 2004 election, that by and large the majority of people who voted for Bush were evangelicals and supported him at the time over the gay marriage amendment, or lack thereof. But that's where Bush's power came from, these very same people. And here we have proof beyond all reasonable doubt of the intent of converting all these weak-kneed so-called Republicans to follow in the ideology, which is no different to the ideology of Osama bin Laden. He has an ideology he believes in, his interpretation of the Quran, misguided as it is. It's his interpretation. It's no different to the interpretation that dispensationalists use in the book of Revelations. It's the same thing. These people are just as misguided as Osama bin Laden is. It's not even a debatable question. I brought this up many years ago. The only person that ever got traction out of making a similar statement to that was Rosie O'Donnell. Well, it goes to show the difference between me and Rosie O'Donnell. She gets all the attention, I get nothing. And then you have, and then it's likewise, this brainwashing that occurs on a steady and a regular basis. Still to this very day, you've got the likes of Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Medved, all quoting the article that appeared in the New York Times by Michael O'Hanlon and Ken Pollack. I got an article about that. A guy interviewed them. The article's entitled "The Truth Behind Pollack O'Hanlon Trip to Iraq." Allegedly, they went there for 7 days, came back and said, we could actually win this. And then all these talk show hosts jump on this saying, look, there's a liberal from the Brookings Institute, and they say we are going to win. But these aren't, yeah, they liberals, of course, but they're Zionists as well. Ken Pollock, he was involved with this little organization called AIPAC. He is an unindicted co-conspirator in the case against AIPAC officials giving out strategic national security secrets to the Israelis. Funny how that story has disappeared off the headlines. So if you're ever trying to analyze where we are, where we're going, unless you can address this issue, it's you're just kidding yourself, you're just chasing your tail, going around in circles, looking for all the answers in all the wrong places. Would a presidential candidate be able to point this out at some point in time, though? There are certain things you cannot talk about in political campaigns. So is it any wonder the large body of the electorate is so naive, so uneducated and uninformed? Now, how intelligent people can be this stupid, it just constantly amazes me. And even when you get into well, they're not even debates. It's impossible to debate anybody on this issue because debate just turns into a shouting match after a while. I mean, they start foaming at the mouth and well, they start going, well, you're an anti-Semite. It's got nothing to do against Jews. We're talking about Zionism. A lot of people can't differentiate the difference between a Jew and a Zionist. Zionist is like terrorism. Terrorism's an ideology. That's why you will never beat it. Zionism is an ideology couched in religiosity. And these are the people that are shaping U.S. foreign policy. That's why U.S. foreign policy is a debacle. You know, there's articles. I got an article over the weekend, and I put it up there just as a. I put a lot of articles up there just to tweak people, get them to think outside of the box. It's entitled "Why They Hate Us" by Sheldon Richman. I submit to you, and I don't. Well, sure, there's some people out there that hate America. I mean, that's granted. That's a given. But I don't think the world hates America. I would submit to you that the world is disappointed in America. And they're disappointed in America that it hasn't held up to its high ideals that people expect American government to adhere to. We beat our chests, we talk about the importance of rule of law. But even foreigners who look into the United States see there's a total disregard for the rule of law. So they don't hate America because, well, they don't hate Americans. It's more of the case, remember back during the Clinton years, he came out with a statement, this was after all the brouhaha about the militia. I can't understand why people can love their country but hate their government. Well, that's exactly the same point here. You go overseas anywhere, by and large, people are very friendly towards Americans. But that doesn't mean they feel the same way about the American government. Because American government says one thing and does something else. And people that have been on the other side of American foreign policy will tell you in no uncertain terms that there are two sides to America. Because most Americans think that American foreign policy somehow subscribes to the ideals of America's founding fathers, which it does not. That's what the government wants you to think its foreign policy is, but its foreign policy is so much more detached than that. every adventure America's entered into in order to spread democracy, if you will, use the term very loosely, have been abject failures. We go back to Rhodesia. And there's no question, although a lot of influence was exacted on that former British colony by the British, in large part, it was the policies of Jimmy Carter that ultimately put Robert Mugabe in power. And we can see today how successful that foreign policy blunder was. The same can be said for South Africa. Anybody who understands anything about the history of South Africa, one would have assumed that America, although opposed to the internal policies of the former South African government, should have realized that the alternative would be handing over control to the most strategically mineral-rich country on the face of the earth, to the communist Chinese, by the supporting of the ANC. It is no secret that U.S. foreign policy towards South Africa changed dramatically. Now, why would America, land of the free, home of the brave, be supporting Nelson Mandela, a noted communist, whose basic philosophy was the eradication of white people in Africa? Why would America want to support Nelson Mandela if we are supposed to be furthering the visions of the founding fathers, liberty and justice for all? Look at what happened in Kosovo. It is still a mess after a decade of trying to bring peace to that little enclave in Europe. We are about to enter into another Cold War. Tensions between the United States and Russia probably are the most tenuous that they have been outside of the Cold War. We've got a little land grab going on there in the Arctic. Nobody's talking too much about what is going on. We have Russian bombers testing U.S. airspace. Nobody's talking about that. So apparently, George Bush looked into the soul of Vladimir Putin and said, "Yes, this is a man I can trust." Yeah. This is a man I can trust. Here we have a situation where, unfortunately, I don't have any solutions to the problem outside of one. And that is, hope for the best, pray for the best, and prepare for the worst. I don't think that U.S. foreign policy is going to change anytime soon. There's not going to be any great awakening happening in Washington, D.C. During the rest of the tenure of one George Bush. This band-aid that the Federal Reserve is trying to put onto this global equity meltdown is, as I said before, it's a band-aid on an axe wound. Today we stem the, and that bleeding is going to continue, and we're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And when the other shoe drops, if you think last week was a bad week in the financial markets, you ain't seen nothing yet. As pointed out in that story, people are coming to the realization as we speak. They know what is going to happen to their mortgage payments. They know what the real estate market is. And not only have they most probably exhausted any equity that they have in the home, but now their home are worth less than what they paid for it, and the increased mortgage payments they're going to make, people even with 700 credit scores are walking away from homes, walking away, leaving the banks, holding the bag. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, surprise, surprise, I do have an answer for that one. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You know why I watched those debates on Saturday? because it was 113 degrees in the Valley of the Sun. I don't usually complain about the heat. I can take heat. But 113 was a little tough. Today it wasn't too bad. It was 112. The best thing I can tell you to do, as we mentioned before, is hope for the best, but ultimately prepare for the worst. Our offer, which we're going to continue this week, so long as we don't have runaway gold prices, are the 5th ounce Swiss franc brilliant uncirculated Helvetia. It is $145. Let me explain to you why this is a great value. First of all, it is a numismatic coin. It is in brilliant uncirculated condition. It was minted prior to 1930. The regular bullion coin, the American Gold Eagle, 1/10 of an ounce, today is trading at $80. So to get an equivalent 5th ounce of gold, you'd have to buy 2 10th ounces. Therefore, it would cost you $160 to buy a 5th ounce of gold that is a U.S. Eagle. Here you get a numismatic coin. Prior to 1930 mintage, a coin of rare and unusual value meets that definition set by the U.S. Treasury as what is deemed a collectible. And you are getting it at $15 less than its bullion equivalent. In my book, it's a no-brainer. And as mentioned, it is an offer we're going to have all week. And if you order 20 or more, you will get a free year subscription to the International Forecaster, a $129.95 value. I cannot think of a more important newsletter to appear on your computer twice a month or in hard copy, if you elect it, at a more crucial time. Because bear this in mind, my friends, we're in the month of August. Then comes the month of September. And then comes October, where all traders in Wall Street carry little lucky gomes in their pockets to try and chase away the fears of 1929. They may need a lot more than lucky gomes in their pockets to ward off this next financial debacle. You can call us at Republic Trading, 1-800-691-7898. Until tomorrow, see you back.
It's true.